It is that time of the year for the Christmas office party, and far more thought goes into this annual exercise than you may imagine. Here's Alison Green of the BBC sharing some thoughts on it.
When you're an advice columnist who writes about work, every December your inbox fills up with questions about office holiday parties. In the last week, the flood has begun. I'm getting questions from people who don't want to attend their office party and wonder if they have to. People wondering if they can bring a date. People wondering if they have to bring a date. Spouses of people who don't want to be that date. People wondering what to wear and how much to drink and how long to stay. People have a lot of anxiety around office holiday parties, it turns out. So what is the etiquette? The big thing to know is, yes, you should go. Even if it's not officially mandatory, those events are often unofficially mandatory, and not showing up can read as if you're not at all interested in building relationships with colleagues, and as a rejection of your company's hospitality. Now, obviously, if you're traveling on that day or otherwise have a commitment you can't get out of, people will understand that. But in general, if you can go, you should go. It's just once a year, after all. And really, there can be benefits to showing up and drinking punch with your coworkers for a couple of hours. This stuff really does help build relationships. That cranky guy in accounting might be more willing to stay late to help you fix a payroll error if you once bonded with him over the bad holiday party music. And it's an opportunity to talk to higher-ups in a more relaxed setting than you might get the rest of the year. If you really don't want to be there, know that you don't need to stay all night. It's usually fine to show up for an hour, circulate, be seen, especially by your boss, and then head home. As for the question about dates, this is one where you want to know your company culture. At a big company, dates might be completely normal and fairly anonymous. At other companies, especially smaller ones, bringing a date might mean signing up for months of nosy questions from your coworkers about the status of the relationship. So know your culture and know your colleagues. As for what to wear, ask about dress code. Some companies still do fancy black tie affairs and some are much more casual. On the drinking front, stick with a 2-drink maximum, or 1 if you get tipsy faster. While imbibing alcohol might spark up the evening, it is a work event, and lowering your inhibitions at what is essentially still your office can result in disaster. I once heard from someone who got drunk and punched a coworker at the office Christmas party, and I've heard from more than one person who ended up making out with a colleague in full view of all the other party attendees. Stick to 2 drinks. On the employer side, it's worth being thoughtful about what you're expecting from employees. This is a busy month for a lot of people, with travel and family obligations, and scheduling the office party right in the middle of that can be tricky. Some workplaces have even started holding their parties in January instead, knowing it'll be a far more relaxed affair when people aren't juggling in-laws and gift shopping and general holiday madness. It's not a bad idea to survey employees and find out what they want, if anything, as far as holiday celebrations at work. A lot of people are just as happy with a low-key, drop-by-as-you-can festivity in the office during the workday, and that can be a lower-stress alternative to a full-blown holiday bash.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.